some parents today, engaging with youth is becoming increasingly complicated. Aside from catching a child's attention, perhaps the hardest part is knowing what to say. Then comes the possibility of saying the wrong thing. You're listening to Talking with a Whisper, a podcast brought to you by Hamilton Center, Inc. My name is Lynn Hughes, and I'll be your host. Thank you for listening. The goal of this podcast is to bring awareness to the myths and misconceptions surrounding mental illness. We will cover common topics in the mental health field and inform our listeners about what Hamilton Center is doing to serve our community's mental health needs. Hello, we're here with Melvin L. Burke, CEO of Hamilton Center and creator of the Talking with a Whisper podcast. And so we're glad to have all of you with us and happy to have you with us, Mr. Burks. So obviously it's a holiday season, and so parents might be spending a little more time with their kids than they normally do, and they may see their kids kind of being isolated. And so what kind of things would you tell parents about what you think might be going on in their heads?
Hey, it's good to be here. I want to just start off with some holiday cheers, like chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Or maybe jingle bells, jingle bell, jingle all the way, or deck the hall. Now, when I think of those songs when I was growing up as a young teenager or a young tot at age of 8 or 9 years old, I think about some of the things that during the holidays, some of the things that we are troubled by. And so what I would like to do today to my listening audience of the Talking with a Whisper audience. So, do you ever get up in the morning as an adult, as a parent, and you go past your child's room and you see them sitting there just looking with a glare within their eyes, or staring at the ceiling, or just staring in space? And do you ever wonder what is going on in their life at the time? Well, hopefully today, I would be able at least to give you some thought-provoking reason for a child, your child, going through those kinds of things. Being blessed, as I am, to be around the youth of our community and the youth of other communities, I see a lot of things that they are wrestling with. Drugs, alcohol, or low self-esteem because someone has informed them that they're not worth anything. They have no value. So what they try to do is lose that feeling. In drugs and in alcohol.
So you were fortunate. I know we've talked a little bit about your upbringing and the things that surrounded you in your youth, I guess. The temptations that were around you, the opportunities to get into things and to trouble that you probably shouldn't have. And there were some positive influences in your life that kind of helped take you down a different path. So talk a little bit about that.
I would say that growing up, in the community that I grew up in, and as I mentioned in earlier podcasts, growing up in abject poverty, and seeing some of the other youth in the community struggling and meeting challenges as how they would cope with poverty, how they would cope with racial tension, how they would cope with bad breakups, and I've seen a lot of them turn to cigarette smoking, alcohol drinking, and drugs, whether it's marijuana or whether it's pills. And at an early age of 13 and 14 years of age, and I was blessed. I did not do it. Because I thought differently about who I am. I thought differently about my parents. And I thought differently about God. What would God say to me if I'd done those things? And I tell you, that helped lift me up to a level where I understood that I could get the same satisfaction that some of the other youths were getting when they used drugs, alcohol, and smoking cigarettes, by playing football, by helping someone, serving others who are less fortunate. And that's what I did. And the older I got, the more of that I done. So to the parents, I would say to you, give your child something that they can hold on to, that they can believe. Give them love. Give them your ears. Give them time.
So you mentioned obviously growing up in poverty, and you know obviously our community has a lot of struggles, but the things that you talked about are things that don't just impact kids living in poverty. Obviously, there's a lot more opportunity for kids to get involved in some of those things when you live in some areas of town that might have some struggles. But unfortunately, we live in a world right now where a lot of these things are accessible in all areas. So what would you tell parents as they're trying to connect with their kids? You know, they may not even realize that their kids are struggling with things. They may not realize that some of these temptations and these opportunities exist in their life. How would you encourage them to connect with their kid? And especially parents who may be struggling because their kids are basically rebelling it. You know, at this point in their life, sometimes when kids become teenagers, I know I was a horrible teenager and I struggled. My parents struggled to talk to me. So what would you tell parents who are really working hard and who really want to have that connection with their kids?
I agree with you. This, I call it an epidemic in reference to drugs and alcohol and cigarette smoking, does not discriminate. Regardless of who you are and where you come from, regardless of what your social status is, regardless of what your race is, and regardless of what your sex is, it finds you. When you open that door of being lonely, open the door of being depressed, open up the door to just have fun, even. I would say to parents, have a conversation with your children before the holidays get here. Sit down and talk with them. See what they're thinking about. Give them the freedom to say what really is bothering them. Even if it's you bothering them, let them feel that they can say that and say it in a respectful way. And then you will know how to deal with it. And if you do not know, there's places that you can go to get advice. And Hamilton Center is one of those places. So I say to you, parents, do not overlook your children, regardless of whether they're one or whether they're 21. Your children, no matter how they portray it, they portray not or to show you that they don't need you, that couldn't be farther from the truth. Your children always is going to need you.
So during the holiday season, a lot of kids are spending some time at home and, you know, maybe being bored. What kind of things would you encourage parents to do to help curb that boredom and I guess get engaged with their kids?
I'd say there's something happened this weekend, the days that we've been off during the holidays, there's a young man that I am thinking about adopting into my family. He's 15 years old. And so this past Saturday, I have twin granddaughters. They're 7 years old, and their birthday was December the 22nd. So our family went to the party in Indianapolis, and this young man went with us. And the things that he was saying to one of my daughters, and I had three daughters. A lot of people think I do not, but I do. Two daughters are African-American and one is Caucasian. And they think the Caucasian daughter is not my daughter, but she is. Mm-hmm. So this young man was saying to them, he has never had a birthday party. He has never been around this type of an atmosphere. So then yesterday, there were three generations together. My grandson, my son, and me, we spend the day yesterday together. And if you would witness the laughing and the smiling and the happiness that the individuals had just being together and just talking about things about the family, things about their life that as they were growing up. And to me, that is the type of atmosphere that children begin to embrace. They feel good about it. They feel that someone has taken time out to sit and listen to them. So I would say to parents, take the opportunity to spend time with your child. Take the opportunity to notice what they are noticing. And take the opportunity to let them know, no matter what, you always will love them. Show that in your words, but particularly in your actions. Show it.
Well, those are great words to live by. You know, in the holiday season, we talked a little bit about this morning, how we kind of take it for granted. You know, I mean, just that comment about a birthday, you know, a lot of kids, they just think, oh, that's part of life, having a birthday party. But for a lot of kids in our community and throughout the world, they don't have birthday parties. They don't get Christmas presents. And so that's certainly something that we all need to remember as we take the time during this holiday season to be grateful for what we have and to appreciate and to share that appreciation with others. So that's wonderful that you have welcomed this child into your family and have allowed him to experience some things that he's never really experienced before.
Life has its many challenges. But there's one thing I've learned. There's always a solution for it. Always. Never give up on that. Never, ever give up on that. And I would say this to you. No matter how lonely you think you are, there's someone just around the corner to help you. And regardless how helpless you think you feel, parents, when things are going on with your child, there's something or someone just around the corner. Hamilton Center will go anywhere to assure that they provide advice and direction to you and your child. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost sniffing at your nose, say Merry Christmas to you.
This has been the Talking with a Whisper podcast. Hamilton Center exists to provide quality behavioral health care, wellness, and human development services to our community. Together, we can end the stigma surrounding mental illness.